More now on banks shopping for customers, and not just among Muslim Americans. Slate financial columnist Daniel Gross says one up-and-coming bank chain has figured out a secret, or at least something other bankers seem to have forgotten. It's good business to make your depositors happy.
Not too long ago, the future of banking was thought to be personal computers, the internet, ATMs, everything but expensive branches. But now bank branches are sprouting up all over the Northeast. More than 200 new ones in New York City in the past 2 years alone. And for this boomlet, we should thank Commerce Bancorp, the upside-down bank. Founded in 1973, the company that bills itself as America's most convenient bank flouts the rules of modern banking. Based in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Commerce grows by building and spending, not by acquiring and slashing costs. For years, it has been seeding the terrain between Philadelphia and New York with branches. Commerce isn't a bank, it's a growth retailer, as founder and chairman Vernon W. Hill puts it. Hill is a combination of gonzo electronic retailer Crazy Eddie and Citigroup architect Walter Wriston. His branches are called stores, and these stores are open on Sundays and offer free coin counting service. The day after Thanksgiving, Commerce opened all its branches, stores, at 6 a.m. When a Commerce branch opens, a mascot, usually an out-of-worked actor dressed as a giant red sea, hands out free pens. Inside, these stores are more Prada than Walmart. Most banks spend about $1 million to open utilitarian branches. Commerce drops more than $3 million outfitting each store in wood paneling, marble floors, and granite counters. And how does Commerce pay for all this? By intentionally lowballing its customers on interest. But customers are flocking to Commerce despite the meager rates. And that's just one of the many reasons rival banks are so flummoxed by Commerce. Commerce is forcing established banks like Chase and Citigroup, long accustomed to dealing with customers on their terms, to do things like remain open on weekends and invest in branch networks. But Commerce has plainly tapped into something with which most bankers are unfamiliar: passion. People are passionate about their beer and soda, their coffee and fast food, their hairdressers and gyms. But banks? Not so much. Bankers have been schooled to believe that customers are motivated to cross the street by the prospect of earning a few more pennies on every dollar. But for all its flaws, and it does have some, Commerce understands that most people aren't interest-seeking robots. Customers at all kinds of stores constantly trade off price for value, pennies for convenience. And if you're the sort of person who might want to cash a check at 10 p.m., then banking with Commerce is eminently rational, even if the interest rates are crummy.
Opinion and analysis from Daniel Gross. He writes the Money Box column for our partners at Slate Magazine Online.